Curley said, I told them very early on that I have no interest. Why would you leave the current best program in the country? Why would you leave the best program to go somewhere else? I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the host and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio Incorporated.
Now you're calling me poor attention, feeling poor attention. Say you're looking for that action. Got my name all in your mentions. Oh, now you're coming to your senses. Yeah, now you're calling me poor attention, feeling poor attention.
Welcome to Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM, where we can be open and honest about real life issues such as disability, mental health, and everyday life. Now, let's have a real conversation with WGSO host, Ron Richardson.
Good afternoon, New Orleans. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to listen to us on the go, you can download that Mixlr app and catch each and every great show here at WGSO 990 AM. Also heard worldwide on WGSO.com. And I would like to welcome a regular who is here monthly on my radio show, Miss Sonia Jean Milliman. How are you?
You know, I'm good. And I'm, you know, a little tired at this moment, but I'll be all right.
You know, guys, each and every week, man, I try to give you a different topic, bring you information and shedding light about different disabilities and, you know, different things like that, chronic illnesses, mental health. And today will be no different. I have a very, very special topic that we're going to talk about today. A friend of mine, Miss Melissa Jackson, who lives in Port Arthur, Texas, is going to be calling in to tell her about a situation that she is going through with paratransit. And for those of you who don't know what paratransit is, it's a transportation service that is nationwide for people who have disabilities and who are not able to get around. And she's also a person who has retinitis pigmentosa, and I'm going to let her explain that in a few minutes. But, you know, that rare eye disease that she has prevents her from driving and doing different things. So she depends on paratransit to take her from point A to point B. So I would like to welcome my good friend calling in all the way from Port Arthur, Texas, Miss Melissa Jackson. Melissa, how are you, ma'am?
Oh, I'm fine. I wish I could have found a ride up there to be with y'all at the station. That yeah. would have been so awesome, but thank God we have the phone to where I can tap in and shed light on my story, but I'm doing fine.
Right. And I would like to welcome you and also thank you for giving me the opportunity to interview you and talk about this very, very touchy subject, man. And I want you to introduce yourself to my listening audience and tell the people who you are and tell us a little bit about retinitis pigmentosa and how you got in this current situation with paratransit that we're going to touch on in a little while, okay? So take it away.
Okay, my name is Melissa Jackson. I have a rare hereditary eye condition that is called retinitis pigmentosa. I did not know that I had it until I was bringing my oldest son at the time to get his eyes checked. And I was like, you know what? Once I find out he needed glasses and he doesn't have it because I had him tested as well once I find out. But I'm also like, let me go get my eyes checked, too. He's young. I think he was like about in the ninth grade or 10th grade at that time. And I was like, he needs glasses. Let me go, you know, see his glasses or whatnot.
Right.
So I went to do the regular, you know, routine eye exam. And I knew things had been went downhill when she was like, she stepped out. And she came back with a textbook, and she was like, let me show you something. She said, I think you have this.
And she showed me the pictures of how it looked. She told me about it. She said, I want you to come to the back, and I want to take some pictures of the back of your eye. My brain just was going crazy at that time because I didn't know what to think. I definitely wasn't thinking I was going blind. But after we did the pictures and stuff, she compared my eyes from the x-ray she did to the textbook. And they looked at identical, which my peripheral was not that bad at the time, but I was starting to lose sight at the time. When she told me, I still was in denial and did not believe the woman. She actually told me that she could no longer see me because I had to go to a retina specialist. So I did go to the retina specialist, and I still was in denial. Mm-hmm. I think I had like 3 or 4 opinions before I actually kind of believed what they said, because when I went on the internet and Google and I Googled retinitis pigmentosa, I didn't get the gist of it. It was not enough for information out there because my condition is so rare. It's where 1 out of 4,000 people in the United States may have it. So that's what made me start sharing my journey on social media, because I was like, they got to have other people okay. that's out there like me
right.
that want to know, you know?
Right. And I want to ask you, what were some of the symptoms that you started to notice when retinitis pigmentosa started to develop?
Well, since you say that, looking back on it, before I even went to the eye doctor and she told me the initial diagnosis, I already was having signs that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. I had night blindness. I used to go to the clubs with my friends, and I used to wear the dark shades. You know, everybody want to be cool. Everybody want to look cute when they go to the club.
Right.
So we in the club, you know, I got my shades on. They had their shades on, but they walking around, you know how females do when you go to the club. You walking around trying to be cute.
Right.
I tapped my homegirl on the shoulder one day, and I was like, bitch, can you cuss on this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I was like, bitch, can you see in them shades? She was like, yeah. I was like, I can't. I'm not going to play these games, honey. So
right.
I took my shades off.
Right.
So that was one of the first symptoms, now looking back, that I had that I didn't know. Because you don't equivalent blindness to the night blindness. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah, so it was crazy.
So how did that, not to cut you off, but how did that affect you mentally, you know, when you first found out?
When I first found out, I was in denial. You know, they have the 7 stage of grief period that we have when you are, you know, lose something. And that could be within it. It could be like a loved one, or if you wasn't born with a disability and then now you have it. It's a 7 stage grief period that you go into. And at that point, honey, I was in denial. I didn't believe nothing nobody told me.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I 100%.
Hey, we're going to kick it over to Miss Sonya Jean Milliman. You want to piggyback off of what Melissa said?
Oh, I was just going to say I completely understand that concept, because with my fusions in my neck and my back, I thought, oh, I'm going to heal. I'm going to jump back like I'm 25.
Right, right.
And then I didn't jump back. Mm-hmm. And even now there's things like, you know, just crazy things for me, like being able to do my own toenails, like, and paint them myself or do my own foot care. Mm-hmm. It's hard for me now. So
right.
you're, it's denial. Man, I can still do all that.
Right.
I'm still young, or that's not going to bother me like that. So I completely understand you 100%, Melissa.
Right. And even, you know, to give a little background on me and Melissa, we actually met online and became friends online, because around the time, you know, we met, that's when I started telling my journey about cerebral palsy, and her and I, we just started talking, and, you know, we became good friends. And
that's how it happens.
Yeah, that's how it happens. And, you know, you develop a friendship and you develop a relationship with a person, but you never really know what that particular person is going through.
Exactly.
You know?
Unless you're there, unless you ask them and talk
right.
to them.
Right, 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 man. So
that's why we got you here, Melissa.
Yeah. And I
thank you
for, you know, like I said, giving me the opportunity to interview you. And, you know, we're going to get deeper and deeper into this story, and we're about to go to our first break. So this is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch us on the go, you can download that Mixlr app and catch each and every show here on WGSO. We got more coming up with my lovely co-host, Miss Sonya Jean Milliman, and my featured guest, Miss Melissa Jackson. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Got your license to grill? Call Chew On This, Saturdays at noon on WGSO, and tell us all about it. Don Clement and Patty B are waiting to hear your cooking secrets.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource. Call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.
Howdy, everybody. This is Jackie Gumbo inviting you to join me each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Uncle Jackie's Gumbo. A little bit of this and a whole lot of that. Each and every Sunday from 5 to 6 p.m. only on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans or WGSO.com. Bring your gumbo, baby. We're going to have us a blast.
Hi, this is Kevin Carr, host of Fat Guys at the Movies. Listen every Sunday at 8 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM, the community voice of the Crescent City.
You can check out He Said, She Said on a new day.
Hump Day.
A new day, but we'll still be discussing and debating the hot topics.
Wednesdays at 5.
Here on WGSO.
Please take me home, come and take me home.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to catch us on the go, you can download that Mixlr app and catch each and every great show here at WGSO. And you can also hit yours truly, Ron Richardson, up on Facebook. Just search for the Ron Richardson Facebook page. And you can also find me on Instagram. You can also search for Ronald underscore Richardson underscore Jr. And I also have a secondary Facebook page, Ronnie underscore Richardson underscore Junior on Instagram. You can find out each and everything about yours truly in the silky smooth sounds of Conversations with Ron Richardson. I would like to welcome back my lovely co-host and good friend, HIV AIDS activist and a woman of many hats, Miss Sonya Jean Milliman. How you doing?
Hey. I'm always good when I'm here.
All right. And I would also like to welcome a friend of mine who popped up on me today. She's radio family also, but we're not going to mention her old radio station. Miss Sherry Smith, how are you?
I'm good. Are we doing that today? We're not going to mention my station? That's all
no,
right.
No.
Hey, that's all right. It's all good.
So
it's all good.
These two ladies are co-hosting with me today, man, and I am glad to have you here both. And I would also like to welcome back my featured guest of the hour, Miss Melissa Jackson. You still hanging with me?
Yes, I'm still here. I'm on live on Facebook. So when y'all had me on the break, I was talking to my Facebook family.
And you can hear that Texas accent come out loud and clear. Poured off the in the house, man. But welcome back to the show. And as I always say, man, it is a pleasure to be friends with you. And it's a pleasure for you to be on my show today. And I just want you to continue your activism and everything that you are doing for the blind community. So before we went to break, man, you know, you were talking about how you, you know, got diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa and how it changed your life. And, you know, one of the biggest things that you and I talk about pretty much regularly is how we are afraid to lose our independence, because many of my listening members of my audience know that I was born with cerebral palsy. And one of the things that I pride myself on, and you as well, is that, you know, we're able to move about with little to no assistance, and we're just able to go about our regular, you know, lives and, you know, days because we're able to move around. But you're in a unique situation as well, because you're about to lose, or you have lost, your paratransit transportation. Am I right?
I have lost it. Beginning of January the 1st, 2024, mm-hmm. I lost it.
So how did that whole process begin, and what has that situation been like for you going from a young woman who is virtually, even though she's blind or you know, you have a rare eye disease that is causing you to lose your vision slowly. How has that situation been for you since losing your paratransit? And we're going to kick it over to Sherry in a minute.
Okay, well, let me make one thing clear.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to the doctor, I am considered a blind woman.
Okay.
Yes, people look at me because I have tunnel vision and I do have some usable sight, but it's not reliable sight.
Right.
So they'll be like, you're not blind because you do have some sight. But when I walk into that eye doctor and that lady signed that paperwork, I am a blind woman.
So legally, you are considered legally blind, right? But continue.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yes. Correct.
Right.
But to answer your question about the paratransit, they didn't even have the I don't even know how to put it. I have received a letter on December the 20th, 2023,
mm-hmm.
stating why I couldn't ride anymore. And it was saying that I wouldn't be able to ride anymore because of a 3/4 mile rule that has been in effect since 2020.
And now, I want to stop you right there because, you know, I read some of the article and we've talked in private about this many times. And you said that you were grandfathered in, right?
Yes, because I have been riding it since 2018 in this same area that I'm living in. Yes, I have been going to the city council meeting and I have been fighting for what I feel like is rightfully mine. So, yes, we got grandfathered in, but now I just left from a council meeting, and the director of the paratransit, he's not being compliant with that. So I'm still having a fight. So this has been going on since January 2024, and I've been in my house literally, no cap, since then. I maybe have gotten out maybe 4 or 5 times, but wow, you get what I'm saying? I literally feel like I'm losing my mind. There's a lot of stuff people don't know from looking in. Like, I've had to recently start going to a psychiatrist because it has been messing with my mental health as well. You know, yes, you see me online and I'm strong and all this or there, but it's because I'm left with no choice. I'm all I got. So I accepted my condition. I'm cool with it. They have this affordable transportation that I can go do whatever I need to go do, and you rip it away from me.
Right.
I dare you.
And
you
this, what I'm saying? This is the problem that a lot of people who are in the differently able community face, because like you, I depend on paratransit to get around. Paratransit is like literally my lifeline. And, you know, same thing. People see me online. They see me, you know, I'm here and there. But, you know, they don't know the struggle that I have to go through to get to where I need to go, you know, on a daily basis, right?
Right, correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, you know, what has been some of the things that you've had to deal with as far as, like, the city council? Like, you know, tell us about some of the meetings and different things that you've had to do to kind of get this ball rolling so you can get your rights back.
Well, initially, everybody know that follow me on social media. I had went live showing the letter, showing the map that they gave me that I can't see because, you know, I'm blind. I have screen readers and stuff that I have that can read stuff to me. But the map that they gave me was too dark to where my screen reader could not even pick it up.
Mm.
So I went live, the video went viral, and people start reaching out to me. And that's why I say social media, it has its good and its bad points.
Right.
I have friends that know me personally start tagging the council members, start tagging the news. Because this is people that know me, know how independent that I am. And
right.
I don't never go on social media and cry. I was crying because I dare you take away my right to ride the bus. Like I said, affordable transportation,
mm-hmm.
transportation that is designed for people that is disabled and elderly.
Right.
And you want to take it away from me.
Right.
So,
and it was correct me if I'm wrong.
For my social media.
Correct me if I'm wrong. It was like little to no warning. Am I right?
Literally.
Mm.
Yes.
So, Sonya, do you have anything you want to add?
I'm not surprised.
Mm-hmm.
It just because, yeah, I've just got to say, I'm not surprised, but it hurts my heart that anybody that is differently abled has to deal with this. It's like they take away and want to belittle us and make us feel even, you know, do they not think we already have feelings ourselves about how we're trying to maneuver through
life? And
that's
the thing, you know, the psychological aspects of,
exactly.
I tell people all the time, all I have is my independence. If that gets taken away from me, well, then, you know, could you imagine what that would do to me mentally?
Correct. Correct.
Yeah. Right.
Correct.
Sure.
Oh, no, I'm trying to make this make sense. If she says that she is grandfathered in, then there should be no problem.
Exactly.
If they've given her the right to be grandfathered in, then everything that she had prior to the new law should still be in place. Mm-hmm. So my next question would be then, who is your councilman or who is your representative for your district? Because you need to speak to those individuals because they are the ones that can make sure that you have what you need, particularly at this point, especially
right.
when you're blind and this is the only method that you have to be able to be getting around.
All right, ladies, you know what? We got to go to our bottom of the hour break. That's that pesky bottom of the hour. That's our longest break
right.
of the show. So you know what? This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, catch us on the go with that Mixlr app. And you can also drop us a line, man, 504-556-9696. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson. We'll be right back after this. Stay tuned.
Underneath the electric
okay.
star. Celebration starting under the street lights. The scene is being set. A night for romance. A night you won't forget. So come join the fun. This ain't no time to be staying home. Ooh, there's too much going on. Oh, tonight is gonna be a night like you've never known. We're gonna have a good time the whole night long. Oh, feel the beat of the rhythm of the night. Dance until
the rhythm of the night.
Oh, the rhythm of the night.
USA News Update. Wall Street ending a tumultuous week with a significant downturn. Stocks experiencing a notable drop amid renewed concerns about inflation and reports suggesting Israel's readiness for a retaliatory strike from Iran over the weekend. Donald Trump set to make history as the first former president to face trial in a criminal case. Jury selection for Trump's alleged hush money case taking place in New York City on Monday. The U.S. Embassy in Israel cautioning Americans in the country about security risks. A security alert has been issued limiting travel for government employees and their families. The House passing a bill to reauthorize Section 702 of FISA, permitting intelligence agencies to surveil foreigners abroad. Corey Myers, USA News.
Right now, you can eliminate odors, mold, mildew, bacteria, and viruses in your home with the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm uses heat technology that naturally sends out O3 molecules that seek out and destroy odors. The thunderstorm doesn't mask or cover up bad smells, it eliminates them, leaving that fresh, clean smell just like after a thunderstorm. The thunderstorm is small, plugs right into the wall, and fits in the palm of your hand. Put one in your basement, bedroom, family room, kitchen, or anywhere you want clean, fresh air. It even includes a USB cord for your car or truck. Right now, save $200 on an Eden Pure Thunderstorm 3-pack for whole home protection. That's three units for under $200, a fraction of the cost compared to other air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code USA3 to save $200. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use USA and the number.
You can provide the life-changing opportunity of a quality education to a disadvantaged Louisiana student at almost no cost. For those inclined to make a difference and fortify our community, it's a no-brainer. 95% of every donation to ACE Scholarships directly funds a deserving child scholarship, and you receive a 95% tax credit through the Louisiana Tuition Donation Credit. To learn more, call Arthur Dupre at 504-710-1132.
It's Jeff Cruer, host of Ringside Politics. I'd like to introduce WGSO General Manager Marianne Guzman.
WGSO is locally owned and operated right here in New Orleans. We believe in cultivating local talent and emphasize local programs. If you have an interest in hosting your own program, then we have some prime spots available.
Thanks, Marianne. Folks, take advantage of this great offer. Email me at jeff@wgso.com or call me at 504-669-6076. Come fulfill your radio dream at WGSO.
Does your business need to boost sales or drive customer loyalty? Talk to Sir Speedy. We're direct mail pros who can get your company in front of the right people with our comprehensive direct mail and mailing services. All you have to do is share your goals with us and we do the rest. Get the ball rolling and send your next direct mail project to us. Everything you need, one resource, call 504-586-9812. Sir Speedy, we do. Are you looking for the perfect personalized gift for your friends and loved ones? Then look no further than Crow and Crescent. Crow and Crescent provides customizable handmade gifts, tumbler cups, and much more. All items are handmade with care and can be gift-wrapped with personalized messages. For more information, you can find us at crowandcrescent.com and on Instagram. Crow and Crescent, let us show you the right gift for any occasion.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back, man. This is Conversations with Ron Richardson on WGSO 990 AM. And WGSO.com, remember, guys, download that Mixlr app if you want to catch each and every great show here on the go, including the silky smooth sounds of yours truly, Mr. Ron Richardson. And I have a loaded house here at WGSO Studios today. I would like to welcome back my co-host of today, number one, Miss Sonya Jean Milliman, AIDS and HIV activist. You having fun?
Oh, always. Always. I love meeting new people here, too.
And my good friend all the way from Fort Worth, she is in town because her daughter is in college here at...
She is at Tulane Law School.
Tulane Law School. So she dropped in on me. and her name is Sherry Smith. How are you ladies doing?
I'm doing well. This conversation is very, very interesting to me because when we were off air, you know, I'm quite opinionated, especially when it comes to people.
Of course.
So I'm wondering why are we not using the powers that be to be more helpful in this situation? When you're talking about people who are differently abled and them needing transportation like everyone else, this is a matter to me of DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion.
And
how are you so disjointed in a city where you cannot provide the same types of transportation that you do for people who are abled?
Right.
There's no difference. Really, the services are still needed by both parties. So I'm not quite sure where the disconnect is coming from.
And as I said, you know, me and Melissa, we talk about this all the time. It's our lifeline.
Yes.
It's literally our lifeline because, you know, we can't depend on, I'm not going to say we can't depend on our families and friends, but.
You don't want to.
You don't want, we don't want to because you know what?
We feel like burdens.
Well, even
you feel like
that.
Burdens and, you know, you just. I'm used to doing things on my own. You know, for me to have to call somebody and say, hey, and Melissa can relate to this too, for me to have to call somebody and say, hey, you know what, I need you to bring me here. Do you know how much effort that takes for me to do?
Well, and too, people have their own schedules and
right.
they're busy and they have to, that's why I say this is about being inclusive. Just because someone's differently abled does not mean they don't need a normal life. They do everything that everyone else does, so they need to have the accessibility to be able to do that.
Right.
And if that's not happening, someone needs to be stepping up and speaking up and saying, okay, I'm sorry, what do you not understand that we need to help you understand so that you can fix this? And not only fix it, but make sure it's working for everyone concerned.
Right. Melissa, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. I'm listening.
Right. So what do you have to add to that, and how do you feel?
Okay. When we had left off, she was asking about the council member in my area for my district.
Right. Right.
Okay. I have been uploading YouTube clips of the council meeting, and my council member name is Councilman Doucette, and he did speak up. I'm so glad. He let the director have it very respectfully, and he said everything that needed to be said. And I'm glad he said it instead of me, because the director, he likes to twist my words around. I'll give y'all an example. I had one of my doctors to write a note stating why I could not walk to the Dollar Ride. That was one of the things the director was trying to get disabled people to do, but I'll go into that later. So he said, of course, everybody has to walk to the bus. We don't pick people up. And he was like, no pun intended. What do you mean, no pun intended? We know we walk. And then he was like, well, of course, the people that's in wheelchairs, we have to roll them to the bus. But my thing is, if you are a director and you are a person that's over a bus system that's designed for people with disabilities, why would you even try to get a cackle and a kiki out of that? To me, he should have been penalized for that as well, because he was on public records and video stating that. It was a lot of little things that he was saying that I feel like he shouldn't have said. But to answer your question, Councilman Du said that it's in my district. He did address everything. So now I'm just trying to wait. And to answer another question, I have reached out to my legislators. I've also reached out to the ADA. I've also reached out to a lawyer because I'm in the National Federation of the Blind. I reached out to one of our lawyers. So I've been doing everything that in my power that I can do. It's only so much that I can do. But that's why I keep going to social media, because social media, believe it or not, works wonders sometimes.
Sure.
Ms. Jackson, can I ask you a quick question? What about the media in your area?
Exactly.
I've been on the news a couple of times.
Because I would say challenge your councilman to be you for a day. Challenge him to be you for a day so he can walk in your shoes, and then that might be a better understanding.
Oh, yeah.
But the thing is,
and if the public is watching, that makes it even better.
Well, that's true, too. I might have to address
that. Oh, I would strongly suggest that you do that. Sometimes people have to be in your shoes to understand the particular special circumstances that you may have. And once you've walked in another person's shoes, it's a little bit more difficult to then put push it aside because now you have a different perspective and understanding of what it means to be that person in the world trying to navigate and do your daily life.
That is good advice across the board for a lot of different things. I like that, Sherry.
I'm sure you have an investigative team or something at one of your media stations. Get them one day, tell them your story, and then let them follow you and show you how you do it. And then challenge your councilman to be you for just one day. You do it every day. Challenge him to do it for just one day.
And, you know, I want to piggyback off of something that you said, Sherry. You know, challenge that person to be, let's just say, us.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm including this in this as well, you know. Able-bodied, people who are able-bodied, quote-unquote,
mm-hmm.
some don't ever even take into consideration how we may feel, what we may be going through, because they've never had to do it.
Well, and I think they take for granted, too. The things that are very easy for us to do take a little bit more effort for people who are differently abled.
Mm-hmm.
And I say differently abled because when I say able-bodied versus other unable-bodied, I think everybody's able-bodied. They're just abled differently.
A friend of mine, we were having a conversation one day, and he was like, you know, he said, Ryan, you do everything. He said, I've never seen a young man, a young brother get up, you know, you could be tired and you just constantly go, 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 go. And I am literally constantly on the go. He said, you know, I like to call what you have limited ability. And, you know, that's when I came up with the whole differently able thing. Because really and truthfully, you know, there's nothing disabled about me. Right. I have no limits.
No limits.
The only limits that you have are the ones that you place on yourself.
Exactly.
And like I said, I told this story last week in 2017 when my grandmother passed. You know, I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was going to do. But, you know, it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
And I just started telling my story. And the weight that was lifted off of my shoulders after I just came out with everything, it was just amazing. Melissa, I have a caller who wants to give you some information about, you know, where you can, you know, get more information on, you know, things that you need to do. Her name is Barbara Hoover. Miss Hoover, how are you?
Good day to you.
Good day
to
you.
I'm glad you let me on because I do have some good information for you.
Mm-hmm.
And especially with the women that are on air now, because they don't, I realize they didn't know about this. When I first started the Beat Exchange, and I'm going to go back with my 30-second promo so people understand what I was doing with Solutions. A lady that I had on the show was from Senior Medicare Patrol, and it's a full-service advocacy group to help people get through situations that they need to report to Medicare, like if something pops up on their summary. But I got her to explain everything that they do to be advocates for people who are not getting the services that they have from their insurance,
mm-hmm.
no matter what your insurance is.
Mm-hmm. So it could be Medicaid, whatever insurance you have, you should be allowed these services. Am I right?
Yeah, Humana Healthcare and stuff like that. Some people still have Medicaid and, you know, like this extra insurance policy. You know, that's what Mr. Donnellan was starting to go into after he heard my story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he started doing PSAs and all. But within my time, I also rode with medical transportation from my insurance. Because my car fell into a sinkhole.
All right.
I wasn't doing it anymore.
Ms. Hoover, hold tight because we got to go to a break. But I want you to come back. And, Melissa, we're going to continue with you. This is Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Sonia, tell the people where they can get in contact with you, man.
Oh, I am on Facebook, Instagram under Sonia Milliman. And I can be reached in Baton Rouge at CARPBR. It's a Be Safe Syringe program.
Sherry Smith.
Oh, my. I'm on Facebook. I'm also on Instagram. So just put in my name. You'll find me there.
All right, man. We'll be right back after this. We're closing out with some me and Mrs. Jones right here.
Love it.
on Conversations with Ryan Richardson. You know, I got to throw my R&B in. I come from FM radio, so, you know, I got to keep the music going. All right, man, we'll be right back after this. Stay tuned with Ryan Richardson and Sonya Jean Milliman and Sherry Smith. We'll be right back. Got a thing going on.
We both know that it's wrong, but it's much too strong to let it go now.
Hi, I'm Huck, an active Christian who loves Louisiana. One of my goals is to bring Louisiana's education from 50th to number one.
And I'm Dave. I'm not afraid of government bureaucrats. I fear God. Our rights and freedoms come from Him.
This is Liberty or Lockdown. Please join us on Thursdays at 5 p.m. on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com.
Donate your vehicle and make a difference. WGSO 990 AM has partnered with Charitable Adult Rides and Services, also known as CARS, to allow you the opportunity to donate your car, truck, motorcycle, RV, or boat to our nonprofit organization. You may qualify for a tax deduction while supporting a cause that is near and dear to your heart. Simply go to WGSO.com and follow the link on our homepage. Vehicle donation pickup is always free to you, and most vehicles can be picked up within 24 to 72 hours. You'll receive an initial car donation receipt upon pickup, and then the CARS team will work to turn your car into cash to support our cause. Once your vehicle is sold, the CARS team will provide you proper tax forms in time to file. Their friendly donor support representatives are available 7 days a week to assist throughout the process. Again, for more information, go to WGSO.com.
When the time came, I knew I had to find a place where Mom would be safe and active while still feeling independent. A place that was close to all of us and everything she needed. Locally owned and operated in the heart of Gonzales, I found Francois Benz Senior Living. They specialize in independent and assisted living and memory care.
Call 225-647-BEND for more information on our special pre-leasing offers.
Francois Benz Senior Living. Experience life as it should be.
WGSO 990 AM is the only locally owned and operated talk station in New Orleans. We feature 20 local hosts discussing a variety of topics. In an era when the daily newspaper is being discontinued and our competitors are out-of-state media conglomerates, we ask you, our listeners, to support local programming on a local station. To advertise or sponsor one of our great shows, contact me at jeff@wgso.com or call 504-669-6076.
I'm Ference Toth, host of the Your Personal Bank Show. I use common sense as an entrepreneur, financial literacy educator, and speaker to understand how current events affect our money, economy, and our freedom. Grow your money safely, reduce taxes, increase returns, and create positive arbitrage with Your Personal Bank. Tune in to the Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. or contact Ference at yourpersonalbank.com. The Your Personal Bank Show Saturdays at 11 a.m. on WGSO 990 AM. New Orleans.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Welcome back, man. Coming back with some DeBarge. I like it. Right here on Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. Remember, guys, if you want to find out more information about yours truly, you can download, well, not download the Mixlap, I'm sorry. You can find me on Facebook. I'm got tongue-tied. Find me on Facebook, man. Just search for the Ryan Richardson Facebook page. And you can also find me on Instagram. Just search for Ronald_Richardson_Jr. on Instagram or Ronnie_Richardson_Jr. on Instagram. You can find out everything that you want to know about Conversations with Ryan Richardson, my activism, and my other radio show that I have also. And I would like to welcome my two beautiful co-hosts, Miss Sonya Jean Milliman, and my girl came all the way down from Fort Worth, Miss Sherry Smith. And I would like to welcome back my featured guest, Miss Melissa Jackson, and a caller who called in, Miss Barbara Hoover of the Beat Exchange. How you ladies doing?
I'm fine.
Ms. Hoover, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right, so I want you to continue to tell us about the insurance issues with Medicaid and the services that we can possibly get.
Right.
Pick up where you left off, please.
If the national organization in all 50 states and in Guam and Puerto Rico, and when I had them on the air, I had the 8 o'clock time slot, so they were coming after work into the studio. So when it changed to 7 o'clock, you know, they need dinner and all, so I had to change the show up a little bit and went with James Neighbors from Overpasses for America to find out what everybody else was doing in other states, you know. And so, but I still stayed talking to Miss Brenda Lara is her name that runs it in our state. And it's Senior Medicare Patrol. Anything that you come up with on your summary that is not at your expense, then you report that to her and they take care of it. Okay. You don't have to wait on the line with Medicare and all. So what I did, I threw out that includes caregivers of the elderly, because you're going to need to know this information for yourself when you get in a later age group.
All right.
So make good use of that service
that
she provides. And so one of the things that I found out, I experienced, it was a company by the name of LogistiCare that handled the medical transportation bookings. And what I found out from other people too was that they would, sometimes you got to be going, get in the transportation vehicle like an hour and a half before your appointment.
Right.
And then they'll bring you to the appointment, but if they booked, when it's time to pick you up, they leave you stranded.
I want to stop you too, because Melissa, we've both had that happen to us as far as the paratransit goes. We've been left stranded in many situations. Am I right?
Yes, I've been left for over an hour with the paratransit.
Mm. Right. So you know what I mean? What does that? You know, I don't know about the rules and regulations in Port Arthur, you know, but I know we can call, but you know, what is the process? I mean, do you report that? I mean, how does that work?
Well,
Melissa.
Go ahead.
Yeah, Melissa, how does that work? Do you report when something like that happens?
It's against the ADA. I know all the laws now. It's against the ADA to sit on the bus for more than an hour and to wait for a ride over an hour, and I have reported it before, and I did have my proof before, but I mean, they just like, it's like people just, they don't care.
Right.
And that's, you're going to have to make them care.
Right.
You're going to have to make them care.
And you know, you constantly fighting. I mean, I've had to do that too. And I think I can speak for both of us when I, you know, say that you do get kind of discouraged, because, you know, on one end, you know what's right, but it just doesn't happen, you know? And, you know, they always say that it's some type of loophole, or, you know, something happened, or we only have so many drivers. And it's like, okay, I have to, even in my situation, I'm not taking any shots at anybody, but I've had to wait, you know, just like coming here, I've gotten on and my shift doesn't start till like 4 or 5 sometimes in the evening. I've had to wait from the time that I get here until the time that my shift starts. So you're talking, I'm sitting, you know, 4 or 5 hours a day until my shift starts, and then I got to work. And by the time my shift starts, I'm ready to go home because I'm tired, you know. So it's a lot of things that people don't understand or are not willing to understand because they've never had to sit through it.
When I was subjected to that, I got the supervisor on the phone later when I got home and the next day, and I did talk to some people that were superior in Logisticare. And I had said, can you please take a note of this, that y'all have to work out some kind of available pickup, especially with Uber and Lyft and all these different people were looking for, you know, rides, you know, pickups, that if they fall apart and they can't do the pickup, that y'all have an emergency number where you call up. You're still going to get paid by the government, but we got to work this out. There's too many people this is happening to.
So, you know what, Ms. Hoover, I want to thank you for your time, and I'm going to kick it over to Melissa so we can close out the interview. But thank you. But, Melissa, what's next for you, man, and where do you plan on taking this?
Bye, lady.
Bye-bye.
All right. So what do you plan on taking this?
I'm still fighting. Next week, I'm going to contact my councilman, who said again. I'm going to reach out to the news. Me and some of my friends that are in the Federation, we're talking about protesting.
There you go.
So absolutely.
That's going to be the next step.
Get loud. Get
all right,
loud.
Man. So you know what? I want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to interview, and I want to wish you all the best, okay? And I hope the situation works out.
Thank you.
All right.
Say that.
Thank you, and see you soon.
Melissa, they say the squeaky wheel gets the oil. You need to get to squeaking, darling.
That's it.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, man. We only got a few more minutes left, so I'm going to kick it over to Miss Sonya Jean to give us an update what's going on in the world, HIV and AIDS.
They're talking about trying to end the epidemic, and they're all about people transmitting the virus to other people. But the state is making it hard for us to end this epidemic because nobody wants to test, because if we know our status, we are criminalized. Right. And they're criminalizing us with exposure only. And so we're just trying to make some noise on that. And if you want to know more, just follow me on Facebook, Sonya Jean Millman, because you're going to see it all.
All right, man. Today has been a great show. I would like to thank Miss Sherry Smith.
Thank you so much for having me. This has been really interesting. You know the rebel in me jumped out today because I'm all about helping folks.
I like it.
It's always a pleasure to people. It's always a pleasure to have you come down and do a show with me. Sonya will be back in June to talk more about HIV testing and statuses and all that. So this has been Conversations with Ryan Richardson on WGSO 990 AM and WGSO.com. See you guys next week. Peace and love. And remember, healing and recovery start with you. Love you, New Orleans. I'm out. Peace.
And major flooding threatens cities, towns, and rural homes across the Gulf states. So chances are there will be more storms and floods near here again. And between school, sports, and social lives, chances are you won't be with your kids when it happens. Will they know what to do? Ready.gov/kids has all the educational tools and information to make the conversation easy. When the time comes, chances are they'll feel prepared, not scared. So talk with your family today.
Hello, this is David Jeremiah. Join me each weekday morning at 5:30 or 6:30 for Turning Point here on Talk Radio 990 AM.